This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is escalating his pledge to move the Gaza offensive against Hamas to Rafah despite international alarm over the fate of the area's civilians. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a video statement, Netanyahu says it's vital to move into Rafah, which Israel says is Hamas's last Gaza stronghold, saying the offensive will happen and there is a date. He did not elaborate. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. remains against a major ground operation in Rafah, where some 1.4 million Palestinian civilians are sheltering. He says Israel has assured Washington it will hold off until talks about viable options and alternatives.
Hopefully sometime next week.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Plumes of smoke drifted around the Israel-Lebanon border on Monday as Israeli military jets flew over northern Israel. Hezbollah and the Israeli military have been exchanging fire across Lebanon's southern frontier and parallel with the Gaza war, adding to fears of a wider regional conflict. Shelling has displaced tens of thousands on each side and hit the farming economy in southern Lebanon particularly hard, with bombed-out fields left unplanted or unharvested altogether. President Joe Biden said Monday that more than 30 million borrowers would see life-changing relief from his new plan to ease their student loan debt burdens, a fresh attempt by the Democratic president to follow through on a campaign pledge that could buoy his standing with younger voters. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma reports on arguments over who fired drones at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency has condemned a Ukrainian drone strike on one of six nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, saying such attacks significantly increase the risk of a major nuclear accident. In a statement on the social media platform X, Rafael Mariano Grossi confirmed at least three direct hits against the main reactor. This cannot happen, he said, adding it was the first such attack since November 2022, when he had set out five basic principles to avoid a serious nuclear accident with radiological consequences. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump asked an appeal court to intervene in a last-minute bid to delay a hush money criminal case. More from AP's Julie Walker.
A judge in the state's mid-level appeals court was set to hold an emergency hearing Monday after the former president's lawyers filed paperwork challenging Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan's pretrial rulings. The documents were placed under seal, but a person familiar with the matter told the Associated Press they pertain to Trump's gag order and his desire to move the trial out of Manhattan. Trump's lawyers filed their appeals on two separate dockets. One was styled as a lawsuit against Merchan, a legal mechanism allowing them to challenge his rulings. Julie Walker, New York.
Millions across North America witnessed the moon block out the sun during a total solar eclipse on Monday. The eclipse path of totality stretched from Mazatlan, Mexico, to Newfoundland, an area that crosses 15 U.S. states and is home to about 44 million people. Revelers were engulfed in darkness at state parks, on city rooftops, and in small towns. Most of those in North America, but not in direct path, still witnessed a partial eclipse with the moon transforming the sun into a fiery crescent. For the 10th consecutive month, Earth in March set a new monthly record for global heat, with both air temperatures and the world's oceans hitting an all-time high for the month. The European Union Climate Agency, Copernicus, said March 2024 averaged 14.14 degrees Celsius, exceeding the previous record from 2016 by a tenth of a degree, according to Copernicus data, and it was 1.68 degrees Celsius warmer than in the late 1800s. The base used for temperatures before the burning of fossil fuels began growing rapidly. I'm Tommy